All right, we are here in scenic Playa Vista, California.
And you have some pizza on your face.
Well, that's odd because I didn't eat any pizza.
Or something resembling a fragment of pizza.
Where is it? Give me a...
To the right side. To your right. There you go. Yep. You got it. Yep. Oh, almost.
Smudged it.
Good enough.
There you go.
All right. Now it's blending in with the beard.
That's what it does.
It's good.
They just have a flavorful beard. So we are here. We flew down to L.A., got up nice and early, bright and early this morning, and took a nice spacious flight down here.
Yeah, not a lot of people.
And we were here for EA3, which is EA's pre-E3. Do you get it?
Oh,
get the name?
Now I see.
It just clicked.
Did you just now?
Yep.
I see what they did there.
Yeah, do you see? So we're here for that. Unfortunately, we got here an hour and a half too early.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're at that. Apparently, they were doing other things that disallowed them from letting us hang out anywhere on campus. So
anywhere not in the sun.
Yeah, anywhere other than sitting on a bench in the hot, hot sun. So hang out with a couple of white boys, as I am. We found some safe haven over here at The Slice. Little pizza place, I have to say. I like that you all looked. Yep. That's the name of it.
I didn't realize it was The Slice. Like, I'm okay with that now. I thought it was just Slice.
Yeah, the
which sounds
small.
like a horrible, like, lounge name. Like a club.
Slice just sounds like trendy. This is not the trendy pizza place that Slice is. This is definitely more The Slice.
Yeah. Pretty blue collar.
Yeah, not bad.
Kind of I had a
chicken meat potatoes pizza place.
Yep.
You mix your metaphors more.
You need meat and potatoes pizza.
I've totally eaten meat and potatoes pizza. Absolutely. Yeah. That's an Escape from New York staple.
Yeah. Big old fat cloves of garlic on there.
I guess not meat, just potatoes and potatoes. Yeah. So yeah, now we're here killing time. Brad, you've got a list of stuff that's showing off here. What are we gonna see here today?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that stuff.
Sure, we can say that.
I don't think so.
I think we can say that.
I'm gonna err on the side of caution this time.
I think we can't say, you know, what we thought of it once we see it. Okay, you know games that EA are putting out?
Yeah, those are
We're going to go see all of them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not quite, but close to it.
Dude, whatever. Any game that you know of that EA is putting out, we're going to go see it. So you can fill in those blanks.
Yeah.
One of them, it rhymes with Ante's Inferno.
Mysterious.
I'm saying it in code.
Okay.
So that the EA PR people that listen to these compelling microcasts don't know what I'm talking about.
Another one sounds like Ite.
Yes, Ite will be here. Ite and Or will be here.
Ite Or.
There's going to be a bunch of EA games here. Hey, what are you most excited about seeing here?
Peter Nguyen.
Yes, EA PR and Booze Hound Specialist Extraordinaire, El Capitan, Pete Wen, Petey Wen.
Peter Newman.
Peter Newman, the fiercest. This is an industry that's fueled by booze.
Yeah.
Much like GiantBomb.com. Industry at large, a lot of casual social drinking happens, but none match Pete Wen. His ferocity.
Yeah.
His dedication to the craft of drinking at work.
But I don't know about at work.
I'd say those parties are work for him.
Well, sure.
The things that he organizes, the events that we go to that he has.
But also an uncanny ability to hold it together.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not.
While doing so.
Again, he's a master craftsman.
Yeah, he's master of the trade.
At drinking.
Such as it is. You're drinking right now.
I'm having, you know what? It is
on duty consumption.
It is a fabulous day here in LA, I have to say. It looked a little bit hazy flying in, but it's just pleasant out right now.
Yeah.
It was not bad up north either, but it's good here. And you know what? Nice hot day like this.
Yeah.
Nice cold Budweiser. Really. Yeah. Cannot go wrong. Can't.
King of beers.
There's a reason they call it that. Also, probably my favorite, like, OCD... feature
activity
of Budweiser bottles is that they have the easiest peeling labels in the world.
What is clean off?
What is with people who like to peel the labels
it's
off bottles?
It's a fidgety hand thing. Got to do something with your hands. Got to pick at stuff, and my hands have to be active. And man, and when you're peeling a beer bottle label and it tears and it doesn't come.